welcome to the UEL podcast. There's a group of journalists and sports journalists, and today we want to talk about this weekend's reporting on Ben Stokes. It's been reported this weekend that Ben Stokes and his wife, they've been snapshotted where Ben has got a hold of his wife by the throat. And of course, Ben's been covered before as a perpetrator of violence. But his wife today has actually come out and tweeted, "It's unbelievable what nonsense these people will make up. Me and Ben messing about squishing up each other's faces because that's how we show affection. And some pap has tried to twist it. It's an absolute crazy story. And all before we then have a romantic McDonald's 20 minutes later." So she's tried to completely wash it under the carpet. And I just want to know, what does everyone think? Is it dealt with? Is that the end of it? And it's been covered, actually, that he might have been... But I'm going to start that again. So
I think that there's two sides to this story. I think that one side could be that she's telling the truth. However, it could be that she's also lying because she wants to save her relationship. She's in love with him. She's been with him for so many years. This is one photo. There is actually other photos. And to me personally, looking at it from my point of view, it looks like they've had a row and that he is actually being abusive to her.
First of all, yeah, there's nothing romantic about McDonald's. So I'm already suspicious, yeah. Second of all, it's very, distinctive of an abusive relationship to quickly stand up and protect your abuser, your husband, to be like, oh no, it wasn't even like that, you know, it
That's
was like this, and you know, just to squash
to
it before it gets even worse. So the suspicions are there. I guess we will never know, but it does raise eyebrows and red flags.
I'll open it up to the rest of the table. Does anyone think that Ben is actually innocent here and we can only take it as a pinch of salt?
I think Ben's innocent here, and I think there's a few things you have to consider when it comes to something like this. I think there's a trend in the media of, like, when rising sports stars, they become famous, they become like the nation's sweetheart, so to speak, and they become like icons. You get a lot of media outlets trying to bring them down and trying to spot any little thing they do and trying to twist it into something it's not and making it immoral and wrong. If you look at Ben Stokes, for example, with the England cricket team for the World Cup, he was like the nation's hero. He was the name in all of the headlines and everyone loved him, and he was getting awards. He was getting praise from TV presenters like Gary Lineker. He was getting praise from BBC and everything. And I'd say that some of the companies, the journalist companies, I'd say some of them thought this is our chance to turn on him and to get views by turning on him. Because it's not just with Ben that I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen in other sports as well, like football. Like when Mo Salah, he was the top guy in football before World Cup 2018, there was a picture of him just walking around with a controversial political leader, and so many stories came out about this slandering his name and things like that. And with the Arsenal football team, last year when they were on a run in the Premier League, they were spotted doing helium balloons in a club, and a lot of stories came out saying, oh, this is immoral, are they gonna start slipping up, are they gonna start getting abused, is their good run of form gonna start ending? And you've also got the young starlet Mason Greenwood, who came out, and he's been a star for the past few weeks as well. And all of a sudden, now that he's been a star, now that he's in the limelight, you've got videos coming out of him just acting like a normal 17-year-old kid, just doing normal 17-year-old kid things. And it's just that because he's a star, it's different now. He can't behave like that. And I think that when you become a star, like, the rules apply differently to you. And I do think Ben and his wife were just messing about. And if I could say two more quick things regarding this, from Ben's point of view, if you're such an icon, if you're so famous and you've got cameras around you and everything, and all of these things, let's say he was an abusive husband, let's say he was this scumbag that some people think he is. If he's such an icon and he's so famous and he knows how many people are around him, is he going to, at a public award show, in public eye, put his hand around his wife's throat and around her mouth?
Can I just
he's
say
not
something
gonna do
quickly
that.
To interrupt that? Was he not in the paper for being violent beforehand?
Yeah, but you have to, with punching in a pub, that's like people will see that differently to abusing your wife. Domestic abuse, whether we like it, I know it's the same thing, but whether we like it or not, domestic abuse is gonna be seen as much more serious than that. Secondly, with things like the Me Too movement, and women coming out about things happening to them with sexual assault and sexual abuse, I fully understand that sometimes women who get abused, they're scared to speak out about their partners because they're scared what their partner might do to them, they're scared for their safety. But this is not just a typical woman. This is the partner of an icon of the country. If she spoke out about Ben's doing this, she's gonna get so much support, so much protection, and Ben's gonna get a lot of hate, which he should rightfully get if he is an abuser. So it's not the case where it's just, I don't know, Maureen from South London is saying her husband's abusing her. This is the wife of an icon.
But
she has support.
In love with him. She's his
partner. But she knows that she's gonna have support if she comes out.
It doesn't.
So
matter.
I don't see
it. I don't agree with your
Can
opinion.
Can I just say what I think on that matter? A lot of people say this about women who speak up about rape or sexual assault, that they will gain a lot of support and potentially even become famous from it. And I'd like to know if anyone knows the name of one woman who's famous or got immense amount of support for coming up and speaking about rape. I can't think of a name.
I think it's easy for us to sit here and say, oh, it's so simple for us, for her to come out and actually say this is happening, I need support. It's so much easier for us not involved in the scenario.
She's under a lot of pressure as well, you know.
I mean, we can only take our stab in the dark of what we actually think is happening but behind closed doors and what we actually perceive from the photo. So what do you two guys think of this scenario?
I think following up on a point, I do actually think he's innocent. I think if we look at Ben Stoke in the last 2 years, he hasn't had the best of journeys. Obviously from last year, him getting arrested and him going to trial and him being found guilty of having a fight in public to winning the World Cup, he hasn't had the best. But I think with this one, I've got a kind of side with him. I think if we look at the facts where the picture was taken, if it was so and everyone actually thought that it was a violent act, people that were at this event, why did they not say anything then? Why was no one made aware of what was happening actually there? Why was not people writing stories about it?
If you look at the picture is looks as if they've gone off to a closed space, so there wasn't really anyone around. And that could be added to the point that he knew that no one was really in that room.
Yeah, it looks like a peeping Tom picture.
Yeah, it really does.
When I look at the picture, I do understand that, but also I think, listen, if I'm a photographer and I actually think there's violence going on between a man and a woman, I think me personally, being as a man as I am, I would step in. So I can't imagine a photographer taking a picture there with a woman violently being attacked by a man and just doing nothing of it.
If you look at the paparazzi, they'll take a picture of anything.
But where does that leave your moral compass if you're taking a picture of anything without stepping in? You allow someone to be physically harmed to further your career. So this is why, in my opinion, I think it wasn't as serious as the public has made it seem, because your moral compass as a young man or a young woman taking a picture, as a professional, you're like, okay, there's a picture, but someone's hurting.
It may not be as serious as in he's actually punched her, but it could be that he's touched her in a way which is inappropriate. Even if he's playing around, to me, that looks inappropriate. You're in a room where it looks like there's no one there. You're there with just your wife. Why have you gone into a private section of a big award show? It doesn't look good. The other pictures look like they're arguing. It just doesn't look good from my perspective.
I think it was to do with one of the points Rachel said, or one of the points one of you guys said, is that, let's say for example, oh yeah, it's what you said about moral compass. Let's say for example the journalist who took these pictures in question, let's say he knew they were messing about and that they were joking around and this was just joking around and doing, like, you know, romantic stuff and stuff like that. Let's say he knew this. Do you really think, with how scummy some journalists are, he wouldn't still publish the photo and say he's abusing her?
No,
even if he knew
I do,
this fact,
I do
he would still
that,
do that.
Yeah.
So me being who I am and sports stars being who they are, I'm going to say innocent to proven guilty with regards to Ben. To proven 100% guilty, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because I still think the journalist would still post these photos and say these same things, even if they knew he was 100%
to further their career, right?
You can't still say that if it was a woman that was abusing the man.
Yeah.
You can't say innocent till proven guilty, because there's people out there that are paedophiles that have been in court and they're still roaming around the streets because they haven't been made guilty. So I don't think you can say that.
But isn't that with every crime in everywhere?
Exactly, yeah.
You can't say that either, because that's literally every crime anywhere, whether you're a thief, a paedophile, a rapist, or anything. that it goes, what you just said, goes to every single thing. Everyone's guilty.
That's saying innocent till proven guilty. That doesn't make sense to me, because my opinion is, I said from my perspective already, but I'm not saying I'm 100% sure, but you're saying you're 100% sure that it's not violence. You can't be 100% sure.
Michael, where do you stand on all this?
Personally, I'm on the fence, because obviously his wife has tweeted out saying it's fine. She's tried to squash it under the carpet, but it depends. Your perception of the photo depends on the angle it was taken. We can see him grabbing her face and not her throat. It's not like that. I would have loved to have seen his face as to whether he was smiling or not, because for all we know...
Well, she definitely wasn't.
Yeah, but her face is like that. You can't really smile when you're like that, can you? So for all we know, after that photo was taken, they could have gone in for a kiss or something. We really don't know, but personally, I think he's innocent, especially after the things he's gone through and the limelight he's been put into after the World Cup. He wouldn't want to ruin his reputation like this.
So this story is sure to do the rounds. It's probably going to be in the public eye for the coming weeks now. So just to round things up, I guess as a conclusion, where do we think this story is going to end, and how do we think this is all going to come to a conclusion?
Personally, I think it might take Ben Stokes to release a statement along with his wife. It might have to get maybe his club involved as well.
The way I see it is, due to who he is and his high profile as a sports star, it's going to ride out for a little while, because it will still sell newspapers for the time being, and you could hit it at so many different angles. But that's just because of who he is. Because a lot of the time... athletes, no matter what field they're in, their stories tend to run a lot longer due to the fact of who they are. Like, if we take, for example, Johnny Depp, he got divorced after domestic abuse. Does anyone remember that?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and that was how long ago?
There you go.
Exactly. So it's like, due on the high profile of the person, depends on how long the story's going to run. And I feel like this will still run, but towards the end of it, it'll quiet down and everyone will just forgive him if it is true. If it's not true, everyone will just be like, well, you guys let it get out of hand.
I don't, and I never did say he's 100% innocent. I'm just saying, till he's 100% proven guilty, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Evidently, this is a topic that is going to split the opinions of people for however long we actually talk about this. So I think now is probably a good time to wrap things up. Get in touch with us on Twitter, which will be attached to this document, which we've uploaded on Rising East, and we'll follow this story up as and when we see fit. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, guys, for taking part in today's podcast.
Cheers, guys.
Take care.